103.7 Cozy FM.
Art Savage back at Benton Harbor High School, where the pep band here has finished our national anthem. We're WCSY-FM South Haven, Midwest Family Broadcasting, at your service. Glad you're along with us here tonight. Zach back at the studio, keeping us crystal clear and in your ear. You've been listening to our basketball pregame show, all brought to you by Lakes Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Now time for our Rams lineup, all sponsored by Phil Brandt Family Funeral Home, their family helping your family. First of all, for the South Haven Rams, who are the visitors tonight, start out with a 6-foot senior guard wearing number 10, Brendan Williamson. At guard, a 5-foot-8 junior wearing number 11, Xavier Ward. At guard, a 6-foot senior wearing number 14, Xander Russell. At forward, a 6-foot-1 senior wearing number 24, Anthony White. And at forward, a 6-foot-2 junior wearing number 30, Jackson Williams. So it's Williamson, Ward, Russell, White, and Williams. Lots of W's in the lineup here for Coach Larry Ashe, who come into this game at 4-4. Now for the hometown Benton Harbor Tigers, who come into the game at 8-1. They'll start out at guard at 5'10". He's a junior, wears number 1, Kentrell Pullian. At point guard, a 5'11" senior, wearing number 2, Quindarius Davis. At forward, a 6'6" senior, wearing number 11, Carlos Johnson. At forward, a 6'4" senior, wearing number 15, Joseph Johnson. And at forward, a 6'3" senior, wearing number 4, William Suggs. So it's Pullian, Davis, Johnson, Johnson, Coop, Suggs, Pullian, Davis, Johnson, Johnson, and Suggs. There we go, the starting five for Coach Corey Sterling and the 8-1 Benton Harbor Tigers. Teams being introduced to the crowd now, the hometown Benton Harbor Tigers in their home whites with orange numerals all outlined in black, the Rams in their away purple uniforms with white numerals outlined in gold. Other games around the conference tonight. Actually, they're all non-conference games for the Wolverine Conference. South Haven at Benton Harbor. Both the boys and the girls varsity played here tonight. The first game of this one, Benton Harbor defeating South Haven 31-27. And the other games around the district, you find Edwardsburg at Lakeshore. The girls also starting out that contest. Plainwell at Berrien Springs. Cassopolis at Dowagiac. Otsego visiting Matawan. Benville hosting Vicksburg. Alligans at Saugatuck. Gull Lake at Three Rivers. And Battle Creek Central at Sturgis. Girls non-conference games tonight finds Matawan at Otsego, Saugatuck at Alligan, and Three Rivers at Gull Lake. Our first quarter about to start, and our Rams basketball game tip-off is brought to you by Zilke Homes and Improvement, your home improvement store. Toe on the line for the Tigers. Again, Greg Cooper is starting against Anthony White, and the Tigers win the toss. Out top is Kentrell Pullian. Pullian dishes off to Cooper. Round down the middle, a little turnaround jumper, no good by Carlos Johnson, and the rebound brought down by Anthony White. Here come the Rams. Quickly down court to the corner is Williamson. Back out top, it goes to Williams. Now Williamson with it, driving the paint, kicks to the corner. Anthony White, nice little move underneath. Ball is blocked nicely by Carlos Johnson, out of bounds, and the Rams will trigger in underneath their own basket. Just underway, no score from Benton Harbor. Jackson Williams slaps the pill, looking for the outlet, finally bounces it inside and can't get it, was Anthony White. Quickly down court is right to the hole is William Suggs, and he puts the first deuce down for Benton Harbor. 2-0 our score. Full court pressure now put on by the Tigers. Bounce passed in, stolen away once again by Suggs. No good. Rebound fought for and finally won, and there's everybody's on the floor, finally controlled by Benton Harbor. Quindarius Davis with it to the corner. Little put up, nicely done by Cantrell Bullion. He's got two. 4-0 our score. Rams have it. And finally goes to Ward. Ward back and tipped out of bounds by William Suggs. And so Rams will bring it back in. 4-0, 6:42 to go here, first quarter of action. Xander inlets and gets it to Ward, and he'll bring it up the floor. Double teamed the whole way. Finally, ball tipped away. Quindarius Davis goes to the rack, puts it up and down. Quickly, 6-0 our score. 6:30 to go. Inbound, stolen away. Carlos Johnson to the rack, puts it down. 8-0 quickly, and Larry wants a timeout. Rams basketball timeout brought to you by Jason Pettit, traditional acupuncturist at the Phoenix Square Shopping Mall, Suite 9. This is South Haven Rams basketball on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM.
The old year is closed out and in the rearview mirror. The new year is here, and so is a mammoth selection of pre-owned vehicles at Siemens in Bridgeman. Siemens acquired more one-owner accident-free trade-ins at the end of last year than usual, so their selection and even brands on hand are better than ever, like BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Corvette, and Jaguar. And, of course, plenty of Ford and Chrysler certified pre-owned vehicles. Shop the best used inventory in their history at Siemens in Bridgeman today. You might be really glad you did.
103.7 Cozy FM.
Back in Benton Harbor, the Rams get it inbound, and up the floor comes Williamson, and a foul out front is going to be called as Williamson hit the midcourt line. And that foul is going to be on William Suggs. That is his first and the team's first this half, and so the Rams will inbound. 8-0 our score. 6:15 ticking down here in the first. Rams have the ball. Williamson, top of the circle, left side, kicks it to the corner to Ward. Ward looking for some help, finally driving baseline, put it up, a little curl back out, and ball is knocked off of Ward, but the referees do say it is Tiger ball. Pullian outlets to Davis, and back to Pullian. He'll walk it up the floor. 8-0 our score, under 6 minutes to play here in the first. Pull in, top of the circle, comes right side to Cooper. Cooper feeding underneath to Johnson. Carlos up and down, nice little touch off the glass. He's got 4 points of the 10 on the board for the Tigers. Ward has the pill. Double team now is Williamson in the middle. Comes to Williams, and now Xander will take it to the rack. Puts it up, and he's fouled en route. Greg Cooper going to get nicked for that one. That is his first, the team's second, and at the line will be Xander Russell, who will try to get on the board here for the Rams. 10-0 on the score, clock frozen at 5:28 to go here in the first. Shot is away, back of the iron, no good. Our Rams basketball first quarter brought to you by South Haven Banking Center, a division of Sturgis Bank and Trust Company, in the Village Market Center and on Center Street in downtown South Haven. Second offering no good as well. Rams still have the goose egg on the board. 10-0 our score. Tigers with the ball. Three ball in the air is good. Suggs, check that now. Quindarius Davis with the triple from the left angle. Makes it a 13-0 ball game. Williamson with it now. Goes down the lane. Puts up his good, no good there by Anthony White. And quickly down court, opposite way, goes Quindarius Davis putting up a deuce. And a foul underneath en route. He'll go for the end one at the foul line. That's the team's first. That foul on Xavier Ward. His first, the team's first, at the charity stripe will be Quindarius Davis. Eyes in front of the iron, lets it fly. Back of the iron, front of the iron, and drains it. 7 points for him. Quickly down court goes Mr. Williams. Puts up a little prayer. Does not fall, and way down court it comes to the Tigers. Three-pointer in the air for Johnson rattling out, no good, and down with the rebound comes Ward. Xavier quickly down court. Controlling it, down the paint goes Xander. Russell can't get it to fall, and Carlos Johnson with the rebound. Up the floor he comes, kicks it to the right side corner. Three ball in the air, yes. Contrell Poulian with 5 points tonight for him. 19-0 our score with 4:19 to go. Three ball in the air, this time by Williams for the Rams, no good. Baseball pass intercepted by Williamson. Brendan takes the three ball out top, no good. Rebound is kicked out to Suggs, and here come the Tigers to the corner. Three ball by Davis, yes. He is on fire, 11 points for the 5'11 senior point guard. Inbound press knocks the ball out of bounds. Rams will inbound right in front of their bench. 3:47 to go. 22-0 is our score. Tigers in command. Came out hot and are staying hot. Inbounds it comes to Pulian. Around the right side to Davis. Davis tries to feed it inside. Saved back out top to Pulian. Pulian, left side this time. Suggs with a long three ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson, and here come the Rams. 3:30 to go. To the corner is Ward. Back out top to Anthony White. Anthony comes left side arc to Xander for a two ball. Feed inside to Mr. White. He puts the deuce down, and he'll go to the line for the and one. Anthony White puts the first points on the board here for the Rams. 22-2 is our score with the clock frozen at 3:16. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. That foul on Kentrell Pulian. That's his first, the team's third. Anthony White eyes the front of the iron, lets it fly. Yeah, hits the top and bounces right through. 22-3 our score now. Quickly down court come the Tigers. Turn around, put up is no good, and Anthony White comes down with the carom. Rams opposite way. Quickly down to the corner comes Williamson. Feed inside to Mr. Anthony White and puts down the deuce. He's got all five of the Rams' points tonight on the board. 22-5. 2:50 ticking down here in the first from Benton Harbor. Tigers with the ball. Feed inside. Nice move, but Ken stolen away by Jackson Williams. Quickly down court. Xander to the rack. Puts it up is good. 22-7 our score with Benton Harbor in the lead. 2:30 to go. Top of the circle is Carlos Johnson. Takes a long two ball. Nets it. 6 points for Carlos. Double teamed and ball thrown away. Carlos Johnson with it now. Going to take it to the rack. Up and down. 26-7. Quickly. As Benton Harbor is putting it to your Rams here tonight. Ward with it to Xander Russell. Going to take it down their lane. Up the glass. No good. Quickly down court. Opposite way to Davis. Goes right to the hole. Does not get it to fall. Nice little bunny. Kicks it to the corner. Davis again for a three ball. Rimming. No. Rebound comes down to Xander Russell. Here come the Rams. Xander going to hit the key. Up off the glass and down it goes. Xander with a deuce. 4 points for him tonight. 26-9 our score with 1:35 to go. And we've got some substitutions now for the Tigers. Mr. Gillespie checking in, as is Joseph Johnson. Actually, they have three on the roster. So we'll have to delineate which one has it. Also in is Tressel Singleton, one of two sophomores on Corey Sterling's team. Bo Larkin in for South Haven, as is Demarion Elliott for your Rams. All right, up the floor comes Mr. Singleton on the left side wing. Fires it to Carlos Johnson out top. Gets a screen. Working against Williamson. Ties it up. Back again. Kicks it underneath. Put up is no good. Rebound comes down to Ward. Battle for it. And possession arrow goes to Benton Harbor. Minute 14 to go. 26. Benton Harbor. 9. South Haven. Damarian Elliott kicks it in to Xavier Ward. He'll walk it up the floor. Top of the circle. Left side arc. Bo Larkin looking for some help. Finally outlets to Williamson. Little head shake down the lane. Stolen away nicely by Tresingleton. And you heard the whistle out front. Minute to go in the game. Brandon Williamson picking up foul number one. That's the team's second. And Benton Harbor will inbound. Delarico Gillespie, a 6'6" sophomore freshman, forward that is, will trigger in to Purcell Singleton. Out top it comes. Carlos Johnson feed inside to Singleton. Fires it back out. Carlos going to drive the paint. Little stutter step. Kicks to the corner. Back outside it comes. Johnson to the corner. Three ball in the air. Rimming. No. Johnson tipping it. Finally gets his own rebound. Down the lane. Puts up. Nicely done. Carlos Johnson. 10 points this quarter alone. 28-9 our score. Don Cork. Long pass. Backwards pass. Underneath. Cherry picking. And Darius Davis puts down the deuce. Wow. 30-9, 14 seconds to go. And South Haven wants a timeout. The Rams basketball timeout brought to you by Jason Pettit, traditional acupuncturist at the Phoenix Square Shopping Mall, Suite 9. This is South Haven Rams basketball on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week, it's a 5-for-5 sale. Chicken thighs or drumsticks, 5 pounds for $5. Fresh avocados, sirloin and pork roast, and Faye yogurt, all 5 for $5.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly Markets.
103.7 Cozy FM.
Mark Savage back at Benton Harbor, where the Tigers have a 30-9 lead over your Rams with 14 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of action. First game of this one tonight, Benton Harbor victorious over the Lady Rams, 31-27. Tight game until the last several minutes when fouls and free throw shots went in for the Tigers. Otherwise, a pretty clean and tight game all the way around. We got some floor maintenance now going on. Got some the perspiration or something on the floor that's got to be taken care of. Hey, Cozy FM is your home for Michigan State Spartan basketball in Southwest Michigan. On Thursday night, the Spartans travel to Bloomington, Indiana for a Big Ten clash with the Hoosiers. Pre-game starts at 7:30, tip-off at 8:30 with Will Tiemann on the call. Don't miss any of Sparty Cage action this season right here on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And our next Rams basketball broadcast comes to you on Friday night. South Haven back home. They'll be hosting the Allegan Tigers for a Wolverine North Division contest. Tip-off is slated for 7:15. Now remember, if you can't make it to the gym, tune us in right here on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. We'll bring it to you live and in living color. Still attending some floor maintenance here on a elongated timeout. Looks like we're ready to play. Team's ready to hit the floor, and they do. Again, 14.1 second remaining here to go in the first. Tigers lead it over your Rams 30-9. Rams will inbound. Full court pressure put on by the Tigers. Williamson into Damarian. Up to Williamson. Battle for it. Won by Carlos Johnson. Ball on the floor now and ripped away as Chris Rainey was in on that tangle. And possession arrow. They're called a jump ball, so possession arrow, South Haven. They wasted 8 seconds on that bunch of junk. Here we go. Nope, Tigers going to inbound. In it comes. Johnson feeding inside. Try to get it inside. Bo Larkin with the rebound. And that's going to wrap it up. First quarter all done. Makes it a 30 for Benton Harbor. 9 for your Rams. Second quarter action coming up. You're listening to Rams Basketball on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Hi, I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We avoid tokenism. We won't participate in any form of tokenism. Hiring somebody who's disabled because it's real nice. We don't want any part of that. We want you to hire someone who's disabled because they're the very best person for the job, and you've taken the time to discover that. I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We're making a difference in people's lives by maximizing abilities, something we call maxability. Inclusion and independence for everyone, every day, everywhere.
GatewayVRO.com.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things, or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
103.7. Cozy FM.
Our Rams basketball second quarter is brought to you by Country House Furniture in the Village Market Plaza in South Haven. Tonight's game is also brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Rams have the ball. Bo Larkin with it on the far corner. Cuts it across court. Three ball in the air. Yes, sirree. Brendan Williamson knocking down a triple for the Rams. Makes it 30-12 ball game. And here comes Benton Harbor, just underway, second quarter of action. 30-12 our score. You heard that right. Ball fired away across court to Singleton. Three ball away. Two ball is good. By Singleton. Opposite way. Rams tries to put up, as was Chris Rainey, had his ball stuffed and stolen away. Going coast to coast. Put back is up and good by Delrico Gillespie. Rams have it, and ball is saved. And finally, Brandon Williamson inbounded. Was saved as it was going out of bounds by Benton Harbor, and he went over the midcourt line. So it's over and back, and a turnover to Benton Harbor. 34 for the Tigers, 12 for your Rams, with 6:57 to go in the half. We'll go over all the details of this one at halftime. We'll check in with John Johnson in the Michigan High School Athletic Association this week in high school sports as well. Three ball in the air is no good. Battle for it underneath. Finally controlled by Bo Larkin. And here come the Rams. Quickly down court, Xavier Ward. Ward to the key. Put up is blocked partially and then tied up. And jump ball called. Possession arrow is Benton Harbor. Had the right idea, but he got in among the trees down there and got tied up when it came down. Tigers ball. Walking up the floor, nice and easy. It was Johnson to the corner. Fire a three ball. Back of the iron, no. Brings it back out now, right side. Driving baseline. Singleton put up off the glass and down it goes. He's got 4 points this quarter alone. Full court pressure, stolen away. And put up by Singleton as he stole it on the inbound. Rams get it. And Williamson down court, feeds into Ward. Ward going to take it to the rack, put it up, and it goes down. Nice one. Xavier Ward, he's on the board now. 38-14. Quickly down court come the Tigers. Down the paint, put up is good. Lewis Johnson with a deuce. Williamson now with it. Tries, gets it over the midcourt strike. And Mr. Johnson going to get nicked for his first foul, the team's fourth this half. 40-14 is our score. Benton Harbor in command. And checking in now is, Tyler Meeks. Lewis Johnson now coming in for the Tigers. Back in for South Haven, Anthony White for Chris Rainey. Okay, we got a complement of 10 on the floor. And Caden Hemdeni now coming in for the Rams as well for Demarion Elliott. All right, we're all set. Xander brings it in. Gets a little pitch back. Kicks it to the corner. Bo Larkin had the notion for three. Didn't take it. Xander will. Had it batted out of bounds. Wow. Greg Cooper took his six frame, climbed the ladder, and knocked that one right out of bounds. Rams will trigger in right in front of the Benton Harbor bench. 5:27 to go. Bo Larkin slaps the pill. In it comes. Hemdeni. Top of the circle to Xander. Xander down the lane. Little high one off the glass. Puts it down, and he'll go to the line for the and one. 40-16 is our score. Xander at the line to finish up a three-point play with 5:20 to go. Our Rams basketball second quarter brought to you by Country House Furniture in the Village Market Plaza in South Haven. Now, Greg Cooper going to pick up the foul, and we've got a timeout now on the floor. This is Rams basketball timeout brought to you by Jason Pettit, acupuncturist at the Phoenix Square Shopping Mall, Suite 9. This is South Haven Rams basketball on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot, ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
103.7 Cozy FM.
Mark Savage back here at Benton Harbor High School, where the Tigers have a commanding 40-16 lead. There's 5:20 to go in the half. Xander Russell at the charity stripe will finish up a three-point play. Xander takes a couple dribbles and lets it fly. Nothing but net. He's got 3 points this quarter. 7 points on the night of the 17 on the board for South Haven. 40-17 our score. Tigers ball to the corner. Long shot away is netted by Meeks, we'll say. Rams have the ball. Caden Hemdeni out top. Kicks it and has the ball stolen away. Up to the rack and can't get it to fall. Tried to stuff it. Did Mr. Meeks. And it did not fall. Out of bounds it goes. Lewis Johnson checking out. Back in from Darius Davis for the Benton Harbor Tigers. Rams will inbound. Bo Larkin looking for some help. Got to get it. And in it comes and out of bounds off Xander's hands. Could not find an open man, and so Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket. Here we go. Way out top. And goes to Mr. Johnson. Carlos dishes off to Suggs. Back in the game. Back to Carlos. To the corner. Baseline. Out to Suggs. Three ball. No. Rebound comes down, battle for it, grabbed by Xander, and here come the Rams. Quickly down court, pulls it up, and Bo Larkin now with the pill. being pestered. Into the corner goes Anthony White. Anthony looking for a direction and finally kicks it back out top and finally goes out of bounds. Suggs hit the deck right beside the scorer's table. He's okie dokie, but Rams will bring it in with 4:11 to go here in the half. 43 for Benton Harbor, 17 for South Haven. Xander Russell, directing traffic, gets it in to Mr. Anthony White. Had the ball picked away. Carlos Johnson for a long three ball. No good. Tip back. No good. Rebound off of Benton Harbor, out of bounds. Rams will trigger in. Nice job underneath there trying on those tip-ups. Most kids, when you see that activity, they'll actually bring the ball down and think they have to bounce. Benton Harbor just kept the ball in the air. Tip, tip, tip. Ball tipped out of bounds once again on the inbound. Rams will bring it in. Bo Larkin with it. As Xander's being pestered in there by William Suggs. Finally gets it in, and ball is stolen away by Meeks. A little shake and bake underneath. Nice put up there by Greg Cooper on a sneak peek. 45-17. Double-teamed is Xavier Ward. Gets it, knocks it off one of the Tigers' legs, and so the Rams will inbound. Rams have no answer to this press. Bo Larkin now will inbound. And it comes to Ward. And up the floor he comes. Bounce pass down the court. And Anthony White can't get up, catch up with it. Out of bounds it goes. And the Tigers will inbound. 45-17 our score. 3:40 to go in the half. Tigers in command of this one. Meeks up the court in the forecourt. And a little man-to-man defense put on by the Rams. Bounce pass into Carlos Johnson. Turn around. Kicks it back out top to Suggs. Suggs down the paint. Underneath. Nicely done to Greg Cooper. He puts down a nice easy bunny. 4 points for him tonight. 47-17. A 30-point lead by the Tigers. Xander Russell bringing it up the floor on the inbound. And a foul called out front. Going to be on William Suggs. That is his third. And the team seventh. And at the line, shooting 1-1, be Xander Russell. Xander tonight, 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. Clock is frozen at 3:11. The first offering is good. Our Rams basketball second quarter brought to you by Country House Furniture in the Village Market Plaza in South Haven. Our game is also brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Second offering, good as well, from Mr. Xander Ward. Got 9 points on the night, leading the scorers for South Haven. 47-19. Long three ball taken by Quindarius Davis is no good. Rebound pulled down by the Rams. Xander will take it to the rack. Tries a little spin move underneath the basket and hit the bottom of the backboard. And out of bounds it goes. Tigers will trigger in. Kai Hunt. Check that. Tyler Meeks will walk it up the floor. 2:45 and ticking down here in the half. Rams trail at 49-19. Three ball in the air, opposite way, and Tigers with the rebound. Johnson with a three ball. Yes, wow. NBA three for Carlos Johnson. And he is heating it up tonight. Inbounds, double team tie up, and out of bounds it goes. And Rams will bring it in as Coach Corey Sterling empties the bench. Massive substitutions now for the Tigers. We got Meek, Singleton, Daniel Moore in the game for the Tigers. Williamson up the lane. Across the timeline to Ward. Xavier now working way out top to the corner. Williamson now with the top of the circle. Goes left side arc to Bo Larkin. Back now right side to Williamson. Back to the corner. Williams for three. Yes, sirree. Jackson Williams lighting it up for a triple. 50-22 our score with a minute 52 to go. Tigers with the pill. Singleton. Left side arc. Now goes right side. Meeks had the ball stolen away. Here come the Rams. Anthony White with it. Outlets to Ward. Ward across the timeline. Top of the circle now. Calling out the play. A minute 30 to go here in the half. To the corner, Williamson. Feeds it inside to Anthony. Tries to turn. Feeds it nicely into Bo Larkin. Can't get it to fall, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. Heard the whistle underneath. And the foul going to be calling Kai Hunt. His first, and that's the team's eighth. At the line will be Bo Larkin, shooting two. Shots away and good. Bo is on the board. I think that 50 to 24 as he knocks them both down. Here we go. Tigers with the ball. Quickly down court. Nearly intercepted by Brendan Williamson. Knocked out of bounds. And the Tigers will inbound in front of the student section in front of us here. Hunt slaps the pumpkin. In it comes. Looking for the outlet. Down the lane. Singleton puts up a two ball. No good. Rebound up. And finally goes down. Joseph Johnson, we're going to give it to. He was the closest one to it. Three ball by Williamson. Rimming, no. Rebound comes down to Daniel Moore. Quickly down court and intercepted by Williamson. Rams with it with a minute to go in the half. They trail it 52-24. Williamson down the lane. Puts up a prayer, no good. Rebound comes down to Daniel Moore. Here come the Tigers. Singleton, right down the lane, feet underneath, ball knocked out of bounds by Anthony White. Joseph Johnson tried to bring it back up, feet at the waist high, and White just batted it out right off of Mr. Singleton's hands. Check that, Mr. Stugg's hands. All right, inbounds it comes. Xander double-teamed here in the corner. Finally got to be the ball stolen right out of his hands by Moore. Feeding inside. Ball rimming does not come down. Put up no good. They fight for it underneath. Battle for it. Joseph Johnson will go to the line to shoot two. He got the worst of that one. And that foul on Xavier Ward, his second, the team's third this half. 52-24 is our score. And Joseph Johnson, the 6'4" senior forward at the charity stripe, lets it fly. It is good. 53-24. Shot is away by Williams, opposite way on a three ball is no good. Brought down by the Tigers. Quickly down court. Knocked out of bounds off of Williams. And Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket with 17 seconds remaining here in the half. Moore out front. Joseph Johnson to the corner. And travel with the ball. Turnover to South Haven did Mr. Moore. 11 seconds remaining. Tigers inbound right here in front of the student section. And check that Rams inbound. Comes inside. Ball is stolen away out right out of Ward's hands. Down the lane. Stop and pop for two. Too hard off the board. Battle for it and won by Anthony White. And that is our half. With the score, Benton Harbor, 53, your South Haven Rams, 24.
103.7 Cozy FM.
Mark Savage back at Benton Harbor High School is our halftime report, all brought to us by Dr. Blake Harden and the staff at South Haven Family Dentistry. A fresh 8 minutes on the clock for third quarter action. Our score, Benton Harbor 53, Rams 24. And your Rams basketball third quarter brought to you by McDonald's Restaurants of South Haven, located on the Grain Street across from South Haven High School and inside Walmart. You'll be saying, I'm loving it. Tonight's game also brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. We switch sides now as the Rams will be traveling from left to right as you look across the radio dial. Rams inbound, and it comes from Caden Hamdani to Xavier Ward. Ward double teamed, finally gets it back out top. To the corner goes to Bo Larkin. Bo looking for an outlet. Bounce pass inside to Anthony. Down the lane. DeMar in now at the key. Puts up a high one off the glass. Battle for it. And won by Caden. Brings it out top. Ward now to the corner. Bo Larkin for three. Back of the iron. No. Pulled on by Anthony. Put up is good. Tip back up. Good. And down it goes finally for Caden Hamdani. He's got a deuce on finally on the board. 53-26 our score. Rams take the early third quarter lead there with the first bucket here in the third. Tigers now have the pill. Feed outside. Carlos Johnson, long three ball, no good. Put up is nicely done by Quindarius Davis with the rebound. He's got 15 points on the night for his team. Bo Larkin had one dribble, had it stopped. The ball stolen away this time, but Davis put up is good. Little spin move and right to the rack. 57-26. Nearly double up your Rams here. Ward quickly down court. Going to hit the lane. Fired to the corner for Bo Larkin. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch, Tigers. Rams trigger in right in front of their bench. Caden Hamdani does it. DeMarion. Elliott, little stutter step, left and right. Looking for some help now. Finally gets it outletted to Ward. Ward out top on the left wing. Caden, bounce pass inside. Little give and go, stolen away. And here come the Tigers. Goes to the corner. Davis inside. Battle for it down. Johnson feed inside. And little hook shot by Greg Cooper. You heard the whistle underneath. And Cooper go to the line shooting two. He's got 4 points on the night tonight. That foul on Anthony White. That's his first and the team's first this half. Shot away by Mr. Cooper is good. 6:07 to go here in the third. And Mr. Cooper, the 6'6" senior center, lets it fly. No good. Rebound comes down to Bo Larkin. And full court pressure put on by Benton Harbor as Marion Elliott finally gets it across the timeline. Caden, two ball in the air by Bo Larkin. Yes, sirree. Knocking down the three. 58-29. Opposite way from the corner. Davis for a three ball. No good. Battle for it underneath. Saved. And it goes right into Quindarius Davis. Davis back out top. Feeds down the lane. Ball out to Davis on the wing on a three ball. Rimming. No. Rebound comes down to Meeks. Three ball in the air. Off the iron. No good. And battle for it underneath. Went off William Suggs Finney's. And so the Rams will inbound. 58-29 is our score. Rams inbound. DeMarion Elliott tied up. And foul called out front. DeMarion double teamed underneath. Mr. Davis is going to get nicked for that one. That's his first, the team's first this half. Rams inbounds. Elliott now with the pill. Up the floor it comes. Caden with it. Stutter step to Bo Larkin on the left wing. Looking for some help. Finally gets it to Ward. Ward double teamed. Back out now to Bo Larkin. Elliott with it. Top of the circle. DeMarion kicks it to the corner. Caden for three. Rimming. No. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Carlos quickly down court. To the rack. Put up and nicely done. And we'll say that's Tyler Meek. You've got four on the night. 60-29 our score. Inbounds it comes. Quickly down court. Caden. And Danny to the rack. Had the ball tipped away. Bo Larkin now with the rebound. Bounce pass inside. He puts up Hamdani. A rebound. No good. Carlos Johnson with the carom. Brings it down coast to coast at the foul line. Kicks it out left side. And they'll slow things down. Around the corner. Three ball in the air for Suggs. Yes. Wow. Nice ball. Nice clear lane. In it comes to Anthony White. He'll bring it down the lane. Bounce pass in. Nice little fake and move. And Anthony White put down a nice easy bunny for two. 7 points on the night for him. Opposite way. Carlos Johnson to the rack. Rimming. No. Put back is no good. Tip up is good. Finally by Greg Cooper. 7 points on the night for him. 63-33. A 30-point lead. And we've got a timeout. Your Rams basketball timeout brought to you by Jason Pettit, traditional acupuncturist at the Phoenix Square Shopping Mall Suite 9. This is South Haven Rams basketball on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome. Breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
I just bought a used car.
Hey, so did I.
There's a little dent in the door and a few scratches, but hey, considering the deal I got, I can live with a few imperfections.
Yeah, well, I got the great price without the imperfections.
Whoa, no way that's used.
Campbell Ford's used car inventory and Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles will make you swear you're driving new. Southwest Michigan's Ford-certified pre-owned leader. See their inventory today at CampbellFordNiles.com.
103.7 Cozy FM.
3:36 to go in the third quarter of action. Rams trail at 65 for Benton Harbor, 31 for your Rams. Tigers have the ball. Nice little feed inside, Tyler Meek. 6 points on the night for him. 67-31 is our score. Tigers about ready to reach their game average. Anthony White with it now, holds it out top. Dishes off to Marion Elliott. Elliott at the foul line, down the lane, tries to put up a little prayer, does not fall. Elliott, Meek's opposite way, nice little kiss off the glass, and down it goes. 6 quick points. This quarter alone, 69-31. Ball stolen away on the inbound. William Suggs puts up the deuce. Wow. They're everywhere on that press. Chris Rainey now in the ball game. Little pushed up the way to Xavier Ward. Three ball opposite way to by Williams. No good. Ball is taken away by Williams. And what do we got? An injury underneath and Anthony White went down. He cracked an ankle. Wow. And he is writhing in pain underneath the Rams basket. He came hard on that right ankle and knee area, and both the coach and the trainer here for Benton Harbor are attending to him right now. Unreal. He is in pain. Clock has stopped at 2:35. 71-31 is our score, and we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. This is South Haven Rams basketball on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Auto Owners has a local claims branch, so they have a field of adjusters here in St. Joe.
Rich Brand and Tara Halsey from IMS, a local company working with Auto Owners Insurance to provide local service to their clients.
I don't think you're going to feel real comfortable dealing with somebody who may be in Pennsylvania or Texas or, you know, California for that matter. Our whole staff lives locally. We're accessible. We're out there in the community every single day.
IMS in St. Joseph and Niles.
Insurance Management Service.
103.7 Cozy FM.
Mark Savage back here at Benton Harbor High School, and Anthony White being helped off the floor by the trainer for Benton Harbor and coach Larry Ash. It is his right knee or ankle area, and he is hobbling. A nice hand from the crowd as he got back up to his feet and went up for that rebound, and he must have come down either wrong or just fell on that knee. He went high and landed on the maple, and it was not forgiving. Let's just hope he can be ready for Friday night. At any rate, clock is frozen here at 2:35:71 for Benton Harbor, 31 for your Rams here tonight. Benton Harbor next week, they have no Friday night game. They will play Battle Creek Penfield right here in this gymnasium next Tuesday night. On Friday night, it's South Haven back home against the Allegan Tigers. And we'll have that game for you right here on Cozy. Game time 7:15. If you can't make it to the gym, tune us in. We'll bring it to you live and in color. This is WCSY-FM South Haven, Midwest Family Broadcasting, at your service. Big Bag at Bed, Zach back in the studio, keeping us crystal clear and in your ear. Hope you're enjoying the ball game here tonight at a raucous house. Now, Pep Band has ended, so at least we'll be able to hear what's happening out here on the floor. Coach has gone into the locker room, and we're waiting for Coach Larry Ash to return. We got Michigan State basketball coming up your way on Thursday night. Spartans will be in Bloomington, Indiana, take on the Indiana Hoosiers for Big Ten Clash. Pregame starts at 7:30, tip-off at 8:30. Will Tiemann has the call on the air, so don't miss any of Sparty's cage action this season right here on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. All right, back to live action now. The Rams will inbound and do so. DeMarion out top, goes to Bo Larkin on the near side wing. Back out top it comes, now to Ward. Ward holding court. Left side to Bo Larkin. Back out top to Marion. Elliott looking for a little help. Kicks it back to Ward. 2:15 and calling down. Creighton Jordan now taking over the duties here as head coach when Coach Ash is in the locker room. Bo Larkin on the left side wing. Back to the right side. Ward now goes down the lane among the trees. Puts up a glass and it goes down. Nicely done. Just balanced right there on the rim and finally fell. 71-33, a minute 51 to go. Tigers have the ball. Lewis Johnson out front. Singleton tries to feed underneath the Meeks, and it goes out of bounds off a Ram Finney. So Tigers will inbound. We've got a running clock here. Out top it comes, Singleton. To the corner, three ball, front of the iron, no. Rebound comes down to Bo Larkin. Here come the Rams. Quickly down court, Jackson Williams. Back to Bo Larkin. To the corner, Williams for three. Yes, sirree. Jackson Williams, that's a triple. He's got 6 points on the night. 71-36, minute nine and ticking down here in the third with a running clock. Again, anything over 35 points to one's advantage is that running clock in basketball. Long three ball taken by Daniel Moore. He nets it. 74-36. And the running clock continues. Under a minute to play. Xavier Ward near the top of the circle. He's got to get it in play here very shortly. And finally does. Moves it into the corner. Three ball by Bo Larkin. Off the front of the iron, no good. Pulled down by Lewis Johnson. Here come the Tigers. Down the lane. Nice bounce pass in. Teamwork done. Dale Gillespie with the deuce. 76-36. 40-point lead. 20 seconds to go here in the third. Rams have the ball and it's stolen away by Gillespie. Gillespie on the key. Finally gets travels with the ball. Gillespie went to the rack, and he was nailed in there by Bo Larkin. And that's going to end the first third quarter of action. So Demarion Elliott going to get nicked for this personal, and that's his first, the team's second. Our third quarter has come to an end with a score. Benton Harbert, 76, your Rams, 36. Back with fourth and final quarter action after this timeout. You're listening to South Haven Rams basketball on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Oh, you're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement.
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
Hi, I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We avoid tokenism. We won't participate in any form of tokenism. Hiring somebody who's disabled because it's real nice. We don't want any part of that. We want you to hire someone who's disabled because they're the very best person for the job, and you've taken the time to discover that. I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We're making a difference in people's lives by maximizing abilities, something we call maxability. Inclusion and independence for everyone, every day, everywhere.
GatewayVRO.com.
103.7 Cozy FM.
Benton Harbor are scoring your Rams by a 23-12 score, and they continue to pile on in the fourth quarter as Mr. Singleton knocks down a triple. 79-36 our score, a running clock here at Benton Harbor. Rams have the ball, double-teamed in the corner is Jackson Williams in a jump ball possession arrow, South Haven. Our Rams basketball fourth quarter brought to you by McFadden's Friendly Motors on McM140 in South Haven. The game also brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Xavier Ward with it, Jackson Williams with a triple, no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Elliott. Tries to bring it back out. Williams now opposite corner. Comes back out and to Ward now, top of the circle. 7 minutes to go in the game. Benton Harbor in command. Feed inside to Rainey. Rainey bounce pass out to Williams. Back out. Top ball stolen away by Gillespie. Takes it up to the rack and puts it down. Nicely done. 7 points for Mr. Gillespie, 6'6" sophomore. Rams have it now. Ward, top of the circle. Working against Gillespie. Bounce pass inside to Rainey. He's stuffed and loses the ball. Pushed down court. Goes to Gillespie. Tried to stuff it, and he was stunted there by Demarion Elliott, who intercepted the dribble. Coach Ash now out of the locker room. And no sign of, there he is across the way. And shoe is off and compression bandage on right foot of Anthony White. So it's an ankle injury. Bounce pass in to Carlos Johnson, and he's on the scoreboard this quarter. 5:46, 83 for the Tigers, 36 for your Rams. Williamson with it now, out top. Ward on the left side arc. To the corner, Bo Larkin back out to Ward. Williamson, notion for three to the corner. Williams for three. Front of the iron, no. Gobbled up by Meeks. corner. He'll take it to the rack. Tried to put it up, a little prayer move, and goes out of bounds. Rams ball. 5:15 and ticking here. 83-36 is our score. Tigers in command the whole way. Williamson with it. Left side circle. Now right side. Ward back out to Williamson. Carlos Johnson playing high out on the point there. Feet inside. Goes to Williams for three. Back of the iron, no. Gets his own rebound. Ward had a notion for three. Didn't take it. Brings it back out top. Holds it high. Now inside to Zander. Turnaround jumper for two. Yes. He's got 11 points on the night. Went scoreless in that third quarter. 83-38. 4:20 ticking down in the game. Carlos Johnson, top of the circle, goes to the corner. Three ball in the air. Front of the iron. No. Knocked out of bounds. Off of Xavier Ward. And so the Tigers will bring it in. Got a mirror score on the scoreboard. 83-38. 83 for the Benton Harbor Tigers. Carlos Johnson goes to the rack. Up and nicely done. Carlos got an easy touch. Kissed it right off the glass. And down it went. Rams quickly down court. Right side arc to Ward. Williams back to Ward now, top of the circle. He's being pestered out there by Carlos. Three ball by Mr. Bo Larkin is no good. Put up by Zander is on the rebound. 85-40. 3:20 and ticking down. It'll be a quick game here tonight, friends. Especially when you got a running clock. Anything over 35 points. And it's 40 points. In this case, nice move to the rack to Mr. Davis. Quindarius Davis puts up a deuce. Ram ball. Feet inside. Xander Russell back out to Ward. 3 minutes to play in the game. Cross court to Williams. Xander back out to Ward for three. Rimming, no. Rebound quickly down court. Nice pass inside. Tip up to Carlos Johnson. Davis missed the bunny. Carlos was there to clean up the garbage. Ram ball into the corner. Williams back out top to Ward. He'll bring it to the top of the circle. Comes right side to Williams. They play pitch and catch. Little floater offered by Ward. Does not hit anything. And down come Suggs with the Tigers. And stolen away by Ward. Put up is no good, but hammered and root. And Meek will get the nick for that one. That's only the team's second team foul. At the line will be Xavier Ward shooting two. First one's away and good. Clock continues to run even at foul shooting here with a running clock. Minute 40 to go. Second offering by Ward is up and good as well. 89-42. Tigers continue the march and put down stuff. Double hand flush by Carlos Johnson puts the period on it. 91-42. The 1:20 to go in the game. Xander Russell down the court. Puts up a little one. Nice little English off the glass and down it goes. 91-44. Tigers with the pill. Top of the circle. Feet inside. Up the rim. No. Johnson with the putback. Good. Wow. He is everywhere underneath that basket. 93-44. Johnson with the steal on the inbound. Carlos to the rack. Nice. Down it goes. 12 points this quarter alone. 25 on the night. 95 for the Tigers. 44 for the Rams. Xander Russell with the ball to the corner. Bo Larkin back out top. 30 seconds to go. 95-44. Williamson going to just hold it. Kicks it to Ward. Ward to the corner. Bo Larkin. Out. Xander now. Xander had the ball tipped away and fires it across court. Williamson now underneath, puts it up and does not fall. He'll go to the line. You heard the whistle. And the ball game will end. That is the end of a ball game, 95 for the Benton Harbor Tigers, 44 for your South Haven Rams on a running clock here tonight at Benton Harbor. We'll be back with our fifth quarter wrap-up, all brought to you by Lakeside Entertainment at the corner of M140 and Blue Star Highway in South Haven after this timeout. You're listening to South Haven Rams basketball on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot, ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warranted, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today, pick out what you like, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
If you're an electrician with 5 years' experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, three pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names a pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
The old year is closed out and in the rearview mirror. The new year is here, and so is a mammoth selection of pre-owned vehicles at Siemens in Bridgman. Siemens acquired more one-owner accident-free trade-ins at the end of last year than usual, so their selection and even brands on hand are better than ever, like BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Corvette, and Jaguar. And, of course, plenty of Ford and Chrysler certified pre-owned vehicles. Shop the best used inventory in their history at Siemens in Bridgman today. You might be really glad you did.
Ross Fisher from City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
If you don't have a mechanical contractor doing maintenance, you're kind of at a risk every day if something's going to break.
As a Link contractor, City has a proprietary system for designing customized maintenance plans to save your business, organization, or school money. Call the crew in blue at City today. A Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
103.7 Cozy FM.
Mark Savage back here at Benton Harbor High School, where the Benton Harbor Tigers victorious tonight, 95-44 over your South Haven Rams. Let's go over scoring, first of all, for the Rams. They were led by Xander Russell, a total of 15 points tonight. 6 points each by Xavier Ward and Jackson Williams. Jackson, two triples from the floor here tonight. 7 points tonight for Anthony White. And the story on Anthony, he went up high, climbed the ladder for a rebound, and then landed hard on the boards underneath the basket and either twisted his ankle or hit it hard enough to be pulled from the game. His ankle was taped up for the remainder of the fourth quarter. So we'll have to see what is up with Anthony as the week progresses here and whether or not he'll be able to play come Friday night. 3 points tonight for Brendan Williamson. Cold night for the 6 foot junior guard, senior guard, that is. 5 points tonight for Bo Larkin, a triple and two for two from the foul line. 2 points from Caden Hamdani from the bench, and total those all up 44 points for your South Haven Rams. This is our Rams basketball fifth quarter wrap up brought to you by Lakeside Entertainment at the corner of M140 and Blue Star Highway in South Haven. Our game has also been brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. We'll have stats for Benton Harbor after this timeout. This is South Haven Rams basketball on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week, it's a 5 for 5 sale. Hunt's Snack Pack Pudding or Juicy Gels, Hunt's Pasta Sauce 24 ounce and Mueller's Pasta 8 to 16 ounces, and Rice-A-Roni or Pasta-Roni, all 5 for $5.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly Market.
The experience that our agents have is incomparable to any other agency in this area.
Jerick Halsey and Rich Brandt of IMS, an auto owner's agency, talk about their team of professionals.
It really boils down to our employees. We have great people that work for us, that we trust, that are honest, that are hardworking, that work together as a team, that put the interest of their client first.
I'm very confident that any agent in our office can handle your needs or anybody else's.
Call IMS in St. Joe and Niles, an auto owner's agency.
I just bought a used car.
Hey, so did I.
There's a little dent in the door and a few scratches, but hey, considering the deal I got, I can live with a few imperfections.
Yeah, well, I got the great price without the imperfections.
Whoa, no way that's used.
Cable 4's used car inventory and Ford certified pre-owned vehicles will make you swear you're driving new. Southwest Michigan's Ford certified pre-owned leader. See their inventory today at CampbellFordNiles.com.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome, breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
103.7 Cozy FM.
Welcome back to our fifth quarter wrap-up, brought to you by Lakeside Entertainment at the corner of M140 and Blue Star Highway in South Haven. The Benton Harbor Tigers victorious tonight, 95-44 over your South Haven Rams. Let's go over the Tigers scoring here. They were led by Carlos Johnson. Who else? 6'6" senior forward popped in 25 points on the night, 13 of them coming in the first half, and nothing but deuces from the floor and keeping the glass clean in the second half. 25 points for the big guy. His teammate Quindarius Davis knocking down 19 points for his team. Let's go to his teammate Kentrell Pulliam with 5 points tonight. 3 points for Joseph Johnson, 7 points for Greg Cooper, 7 for Del Rico Gillespie, 5 for William Suggs, check that, 7 for William Suggs. 9 points tonight for Tressel Singleton off the bench, 3 for Daniel Moore on a nice triple there in the third. 4 deuces from the floor for 8 points for Mr. Meeks, and Lewis Johnson off the bench for a deuce. Total those all up, 95 points for the Benton Harbor Tigers, who improved now to 9-1 on the season. Tigers outscored the Rams 30-9 in that first quarter, 23-15 in the second, 23-12 in the third, and put the point on it, 19-8 in the final quarter for the final score of 95-44 for a victory for Benton Harbor, and South Haven now falls to 4-5 on the season. Final words coming up after this timeout. This is South Haven Rams basketball on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names a pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Does your plumber spend time educating you? If it's a plumber from the Crew in Blue at City, they do.
The biggest thing is to educate them how to use their plumbing properly, what to look out for, and how to maintain it.
Educating you to do what's best for your home and family. City, a Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the Crew in Blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week, it's a 5-for-5 sale. Chicken thighs or drumsticks, 5 pounds for $5. Fresh avocados, sirloin and pork roast, and Faye yogurt, all 5 for $5.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly
The old year is closed out and in the rearview mirror. The new year is here, and so is a mammoth selection of pre-owned vehicles at Siemens in Bridgman. Siemens acquired more one-owner accident-free trade-ins at the end of last year than usual, so their selection and even brands on hand are better than ever, like BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Corvette, and Jaguar. And, of course, plenty of Ford and Chrysler certified pre-owned vehicles. Shop the best used inventory in their history at Siemens in Bridgman today. You might be really glad you did.
103.7 Cozy FM.
Back here at Benton Harbor High School, one final time for our fifth quarter wrap-up. All brought to you by Lakeside Entertainment at the corner of M140 and Blue Star Highway in South Haven. I'm Mark Savage. Glad you were along with us here tonight. Our final score was Benton Harbor 95, your South Haven Rams 44. Benton Harbor now has the rest of the week off. They'll take on Battle Creek Penfield right back here on this floor next Tuesday night. South Haven will head home and have a one home game for the rest of the month affair with the Allegan Tigers. The rest of the month of January, they'll be on the road, Plainwell, and then Otsego to end January. So if you can't make it to the gym in South Haven on Friday night, tune us in right here on 103.7 Cozy FM. Thursday night, it's Michigan State basketball. They'll be playing the Hoosiers of Indiana down in Bloomington. Pre-game starts at 7:30, tip-off at 8:30 with Will Tiemann right here on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's going to wrap things up here from Benton Harbor. Been great to have you with us here. This has been our Rams basketball fifth quarter wrap-up, all brought to you by Lakeside Entertainment at the corner of M140 and Blue Star Highway in South Haven. For my partner back in the studio, keeping us crystal clear and in your ear, Big Bad Zach, thanks for all your help. I'm Mark Savage. Glad you were along with us here tonight on Cozy. Once again, our final score from Benton Harbor, the Benton Harbor Tigers, 95, your South Haven Rams, 44. Good night, everybody.
High school basketball on Cozy has been brought to you by Campbell Ford, Lincoln Saline, Zilke Homes and Improvement, McGee's Heating and Air, Country House Furniture, the Nika Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153, Woodham's Ford Lincoln, Rogers Foodland, Advanced Import Repair, Philbrandt Family Funeral Home, City Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Dominion Auto Group, Insurance Management Service, Gateway Services, Pizza Hut, Harding's Friendly Markets, and Siemens in Bridgman. This is 103.7 Cozy FM, WCSY, South Haven.